Chapter 21.
1. And King Herod the Canaanite, who lived in the south, heard that Israel had come the way of spies. And he fought against Israel, and took some of them captive. 2. And Israel vowed a vow to Yahweh, and said, If giving you give this people into my hand, then I will exterminate their cities.
3. And Yahweh listened to the voice of Israel, and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and the name of the place was called Hormah. 4. And they pulled up stakes from Mount Hor by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became impatient because of the way. 5. And the people spoke against Elohim, and against Moses, Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, and there is no water, and our soul hates this life bread. 6. And Yahweh sent the serapim in the form of serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many people of Israel died. 7. And the people came unto Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh, and against you. Pray to Yahweh, and he shall turn the serpent away from us. And Moses prayed on behalf of the people. 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Make yourself a seraph, and set it on a pole, and it shall be that when anyone is bitten, when he sees it, he shall live. 9. And Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and it happened, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived. 10. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes and encamped in Obeth. 11. And they pulled up stakes from Obeth, and camped in Ajabarim, in the wilderness that is before Moab, toward the rising of the sun. 12. From there they pulled up stakes and camped in the valley of Zert. 13. From there they pulled up stakes and camped beyond Arnon, which is in the wilderness that comes out of the border of the Amorite, for Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorite. 14. Therefore, it is said in the book of the wars of Yahweh, Wahib and Sapo, the torrents of Arnon, 15, and the slope of the torrent beds that turn down toward the site of Arkansas, and lean on the border of Moab. 16. And from there they went to Beer, that is the well of which Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Gather the people and I will give water to them. 17. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing to it. 18. The well which the rulers dug, which the nobles of the people dug with their staves, at the word of the lawgiver. And from the wilderness they went to Matana. 19. And from Matana they went to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamoth. 20. And from Bamoth in the valley which is in the field of Moab to the top of Pisgah, and looking toward the wilderness. 21. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon king of the Amorites, saying, 22. Let me pass through your land, we will not turn into a field or into a vineyard, we will not drink waters of a well, we will go in the king's highway until we have passed over your border. 23. And Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his border. And Sihon gathered all his people and went out to meet Israel in the wilderness, and they came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. 24. And Israel struck him by the mouth of the sword and seized his land, from Arnon to Jabbok, to the sons of Ammon. For the border of the sons of Ammon was strong. 25. And Israel took all these cities. And Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorite, in Heshbon and in all its daughter villages. 26. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon king of the Amorites. And he had fought against the former king of Moab and had taken his land out of his hand, to Arnon. 27. On account of this the parable speakers say, Come to Heshbon. Let the city of Sihon be built and established. 28. For a fire has gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It has consumed Arkansas of Moab, the lords of the high places of Arnon. 29. Woe to you, Moab! You are undone, O people of Shemush! He has given his sons as fugitives and his daughters into captivity, to Sihon king of the Amorites. 30. We have cast them down, Heshbon has perished, even to Dibon, and we have ravaged even to Nephah, which is to Medeba. 31. And Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites. 32, and Moses sent to spy out Yahazer, and they took its villages and drove out the Amorite who was there. 33, and they turned and went the way of Bashan. And Og king of Bashan came out to meet them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. 34, and Yahweh said to Moses, Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people and his land. And you shall do to him as you have done to Sihon king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. 35, and they struck him and his sons and all his people until he did not have a remnant left. And they seized his land.
Chapter 22.
1, and the sons of Israel pulled up stakes and camped on the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, by Jericho. 2, and Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. 3, and Moab greatly feared because of the people, for it was many. And Moab was vexed by the presence of the sons of Israel. 4, and Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this assembly is licking up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of Moab at that time.
5. And he sent messengers to Balaam the son of Beor, to Pethor which is beside the river of the land of the sons of his people, to call for him, saying, Behold, a people has come out of Egypt. Behold, it has covered the eye of the earth, and it is sitting next to me. 6. And now please come, curse this people for me, for it is stronger than I. Perhaps I will prevail, that we may strike them, that I may drive them out from the land. For I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed. 7. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian left with the rewards of the seer in their hand. And they came to Balaam and spoke the words of Balak to him. 8. And he said to them, Stay here tonight, and I will bring back word to you, even as Yahuwah may speak to me. And the leaders of Moab stayed with Balaam. 9. And Elohim came to Balaam and said, Who are these men with you? 10. And Balaam said to Elohim, Balak the son of Zippor king of Moab has sent to me. 11. Saying, Behold, a people has come out of Egypt which covers the eye of the earth. Now come, curse them for me. Perhaps I will be able to overcome it and drive it out. 12. And Elohim said to Balaam, You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for it is blessed. 13. And Balaam rose in the morning and said to the leaders of Balak, Go to your land, for Yahuwah has refused to allow me to go with you. 14. And the leaders of Moab rose up and came to Balak, and they said, Balaam refuses to come with us. 15. And Balak sent yet again, more leaders and more honorable than they. 16. And they came to Balaam and said to him, So says Balak the son of Zippor, Please do not be hindered from coming to me. 17. For I will honor you with very much riches. And all that you say to me I will do. And please come, curse this people for me. 18. And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, If Balak would give to me his house full of gold and silver, I could not go beyond the mouth of Yahuwah my Elohim, to do anything, small or great. 19. And now you also please stay here tonight, and I shall know what more Yahuwah may speak to me. 20. And Elohim came to Balaam at night and said to him, If the men have come to call you, rise up, go with them and say only the thing that I speak to you. It you shall do. 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the chiefs of Moab. 22. And the anger of Elohim glowed because he went. And the messenger of Yahuwah set himself in the road, as a foe against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and two of his young men with him. 23. And the donkey saw the messenger of Yahuwah standing in the road, and his sword was drawn in his hand. And the donkey turned out of the road and went into a field. And Balaam struck the donkey, to turn it back into the road. 24. And the messenger of Yahuwah stood in a narrow path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that.
25. And the donkey saw the messenger of Yahweh, and she pushed herself to the wall and crushed the foot of Balaam against the wall. And again he struck her. 26. And again the messenger of Yahweh passed on and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn, either to the right or to the left. 27. And the donkey saw the messenger of Yahweh, and she lay down under Balaam. And the anger of Balaam glowed, and he struck the donkey with his staff. 28. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have beaten me these three times?" 29. And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have insulted me. If only there were a sword in my hand now I would kill you." 30. And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Was I ever known to do so to you?" And he said, "No."
31. And Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the messenger of Yahweh standing in the road with his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed and fell on his face. 32. And the messenger of Yahweh said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an enemy because your way is contrary to me." 33. And the donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside, surely now I would have killed you and saved her alive. 34. And Balaam said to the messenger of Yahweh, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood against me in the way. Now if evil is in your eyes, I will turn back by myself."
35. And the messenger of Yahweh said to Balaam, "Go with the men. But only the word that I speak to you, it you shall speak." And Balaam went with the leaders of Balak. 36. And when Balak heard that Balaam had come, and had gone out to meet him, to a city of Moab which is on the border of Arnon, which is in the outermost border.
37. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Sending, did I not send to you, to call for you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not truly able to honor you?" 38. And Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you. Now am I able to speak anything at all? The word which Elohim puts in my mouth that I will speak."
39. And Balaam went with Balak. And they came to Kirjath-Huzoth. 40. And Balak sacrificed oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam and to the leaders who were with him.
41. And it happened in the morning, and Balak took Balaam and caused him to go up to the high places of Baal, and from there he saw the edge of the people.
Chapter 23.
1. And Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here." 2. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on the altar. 3. And Balaam said to Balak, "Station yourself by your burnt offering, and I will go on. It may be that Yahweh will come to meet me, and I will declare to you the things which he reveals to me." And he went to a high place. 4. And Elohim came to Balaam, and he said to him, "I have set up 7 altars, and I have offered a bull and a ram on the altar." 5. And Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, "Return to Balak, and you shall say this." 6. And he returned to him, and, lo, he was standing by his burnt offering, he and all the leaders of Moab.
7. And he took up his parable and said, "He has led me from Aram, Balak king of Moab, from the mountains of the east, saying, 'Come, curse Jacob for me, and, come, rage at Israel.' 8. How shall I curse him whom El has not cursed? And how shall I rage at him at whom Yahweh has not raged? 9. For from the top of the racks I see him, and I behold him from the heights. Behold, it is a people that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. 10. Who can count Jacob's dust, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." 11. And Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and lo, you have surely blessed. 12. And he replied and said, Must not I take heed to speak what Yahweh has put in my mouth?
13. And Balak said to him, Now come with me to another place where you will see it. Only you will see its edge and shall not see all of it, and curse it for me there. 14. And he took him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bull and a ram on the altar. 15. And he said to Balak, Station yourself by the burnt offering while I go to meet him over there.
16. And Yahweh met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, Return to Balak, and say this. 17. And he came to him, and, lo, he stood by his burnt offering, and Moab's chiefs with him. And he said to him, What has Yahweh spoken? 18. And he took up his parable and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear, give ear to me, son of Zippor. 19. El is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? And has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 20. Behold, I have received word to bless, yes, he has blessed, I cannot reverse it.
21. He has seen no iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen mischief in Israel. Yahweh his Elohim is with him, and the shout of a king is in him. 22. El who brought them out of Egypt is for him like the lofty horns of the wild ox. 23. For there is not a spell against Jacob, nor any fortune-telling against Israel. Now it is said of Jacob and Israel, See what El has done. 24. Behold, the people shall rise like a lioness and like a lion he shall lift himself up. He shall not lie down until he eats the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. 25. And Balak said to Balaam, Do not curse it at all, nor bless it at all. 26. And Balaam answered and said to Balak, Did I not speak to you, saying, All that Yahweh speaks, that I will do? 27. And Balak said to Balaam, Come, please, I will take you to another place. It may be that it will be right in the eyes of Elohim to curse it for me from there. 28. And Balak took Balaam to the top of Pur, which looks toward the wilderness. 29. And Balaam said to Balak, Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here. 30. And Balak did as Balaam said, and he offered a bull and a ram on the altar.
Chapter 24.
1. And Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, and he did not go, as at other times, to seek spells, and he set his face toward the wilderness. 2. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping, by its tribes, and the Spirit of Elohim was on him. 3. And he took up his parable and said, The saying of Balaam the son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eyes have been opened. 4. The saying of him who hears the words of Elohim, who sees the vision of the Almighty, fallen down, yet with open eyes. 5. How good are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel? 6. They are spread out like valleys, like gardens by a river, and Yahweh has planted aloes, as cedars beside the water. 7. He makes water flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom exalted. 8. Elohim who has brought him out of Egypt is for him like the lofty horns of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations that are his foes, and shall break their bones in pieces, and shall pierce them through with his arrows. 9. He has crouched, he has lain down like a lion, and like a lioness. Who shall rouse him up? Blessed is everyone that blesses you, and cursed is everyone that curses you. 10. And Balak's anger glowed against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies. And, behold, you have altogether blessed them these 3 times.
11. And now, flee to your place. I said to honor you with great riches, but, behold, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. 12. And Balaam said to Balak, Did I not speak to your messengers that you sent to me, saying, 13, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the mouth of Yahweh, to do good or bad of my own heart. What Yahweh speaks, that I will speak. 14. And now, behold, I go to my people. Come, and I will counsel you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. 15. And he took up his parable and said, The saying of Balaam the son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eyes are opened, 16, the saying of him who hears the words of El, and he knowing the knowledge of the Most High who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, yet with open eyes, 17, I shall see him, but not now, I shall behold him, but not near. A star leads forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel and shall dash the corners of Moab, and break down all the sons of tumult. 18. And Edom shall be a possession, and Seir shall be a possession, for his foes, but Israel shall do mightily. 19. And one out of Jacob shall rule, and will destroy the survivors from Arkansas. 20. And he looked upon Amalek, and took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end is to destruction forever. 21. And he looked upon the Kenites, and took up his parable, and said, Your dwelling place may be enduring, and your nest may be set in a rock. 22. But the Kenites shall be consumed, until Assyria shall carry you away. 23. And he took up his parable and said, Alas! Who shall live when El does this? 24. And ships shall come from the coast of Cyprus, and they shall humble Assyria, and they shall humble Eber, and he also shall come to destruction forever. 25. And Balaam rose up and left, and returned to his place, and Balak also went on his way.
Chapter 25.
1. And Israel lived in Shittim. And the people began to fornicate with the daughters of Moab. 2. And they called the people to the sacrifices of their Elohims. And the people ate and bowed themselves to their Elohims. 3. And Israel was joined to Baal-peor, and the anger of Yahweh burned against Israel.
4. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take all the leaders of the people and hang them up to Yahweh before the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. 5. And Moses said to the judges of Israel, Each one of you kill his men, those who joined to Baal-peor. 6. And, behold, a man of the sons of Israel came and brought into his brothers a woman of Midian, before the eyes of Moses and before the eyes of all the congregation of the sons of Israel groaning at the door of the tent of meeting. 7. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw, and he rose from amidst the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. 8. And went in after the man of Israel, into the tent room. And he pierced both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman, through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the sons of Israel.
9. And those that died by the plague were 24,000. 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 11. Phinehas the son of Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the sons of Israel while he was zealous for my sake among them, so that I did not consume the sons of Israel in my jealousy. 12. Therefore say, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. 13. And it shall be to him, and to his seed after him, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his Elohim, and atoned for the sons of Israel. 14. And the name of the man of Israel who was smitten, who was struck with the woman of Midian, was Zimri, the son of Salu, ruler of a father's house of the Simeonites. 15. And the name of the woman who was struck, the woman of Midian, was Cosbi, the daughter of Zer. He was head of the people of a father's house in Midian.
16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 17. Vex the Midianites, and you shall strike them. 18. For they are vexers to you, because of the wiles with which they have beguiled you in the matter of Pur, and in the matter of Kutzpe, the daughter of a ruler of Midian, their sister, who was struck in the day of the plague because of the matter of Pur.